This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Ew, hi, how you going?
Morena.
Hi, yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I actually really missed doing the show.
Oh.
I got really used to it.
We missed you too. Yeah.
Cool.
But you're back and you've got your cheese and tomato.
Do you want some?
Oh, maybe later.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Yeah.
Well, let's get into
All right, yeah. Well, today we're looking, we're taking things back a bit to the golden age of hip-hop in the 1990s, and we're looking at a bit of a classic album, but often overlooked, from New York duo Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Now, their debut album, Mecca and the Soul Brother, is turning 25 this year. It was released in 1992. So just a bit of background about Pete Rock and CL Smooth. So they're a hip-hop duo who formed in 1989 in Mount Vernon, New York. And they actually met in high school years before they decided to sort of come together and make music. And they kind of started their music together in the late 80s by producing and remixing various R&B and hip-hop songs in the local scene, as you do. And this got the attention of Elektra Records, whom in 1991 they released their debut EP, All Sold Out. And you've got to remember that at this time, sort of 1992 New York, it was kind of the epicenter of the hip-hop scene, along with Los Angeles, of course. And there are a lot of great artists making music around this time. You had the Beastie Boys, Tribe Called Quest, LL Cool J, Gangsta, De La Soul, many of whom we've talked about on anniversary albums before. And so they didn't want to rest on their laurels because of the competition. It was intense. So after this EP, they went straight to work on their debut album. And just in terms of the makeup of the duo, so Pete Rock was predominantly the DJ and producer, and he rapped occasionally, and CL Smooth was the lead rapper and main lyricist. So in terms of the style of this album, and indeed them as a duo, they're very much part of the fabric of the jazz rap scene that New York was so well known for at the time. So we've talked about jazz rap before and how it combines strong sort of hip-hop and boom bap beats, I should say, with samples of jazz and soul records, usually horn samples. And you'll hear on the tracks we play today that this album is a very much a classic New York jazz rap album. Most of the tracks on this record, they have little interludes at the beginning, which were samples from various soul and jazz tracks before the main song kicks in. And this is very much a samples-based record. There are about 80 samples on this album.
Wow.
Which was completely the norm at the time. All the New York groups were using samples heavily because at the time, this was well before sort of copyright became a big deal and started to kind of shut things down.
Well, I mean, also like hip-hop was fairly under the radar in that sense.
Yeah, definitely.
People weren't paying attention to it like they do now.
Yeah, and now it's very difficult to, I mean, I think it would be pretty impossible to record this album today to get 80 samples cleared by various copyright and publishing companies. I think that would be neon impossible. But you still see sampling, of course, but not as predominant as it once was. So let's start with the opening track on the record. And this track is called Return of the Mecca. And like most of the tracks on this record, as I was saying, it starts with a little interlude. And here it is a spoken word passage. And then the main track kicks in with this kind of ferocious backbeat, which you'll hear quite a lot through the record. And this track samples 7 tracks in total, including 2 by fellow New York rapper Big Daddy Kane.
Cool.
So that's the interlude. The truth
is to know the self. Oh, it's feeling really smooth.
Very smooth.
To know the self is to know the Mecca. Mecca's not a state of mind or place. Mecca is a way of life. It is the answer to all confusion. The attribute, Adolfo, Abdullah, Muhammad, makes way for the return of the Mecca. Salam. B
Be sure to explore the hardcore that came before Columbus. Discover no other, serve the soul on a dish. Okay means official kid, not decrepit though. The lyrical dynamo set the flow when I do so. Entice the price with the mic device. Get your slice so precise that you never heard twice. Fierce how I pierce when you're near the frontier. A world premiere, so put the armor on your gear. The overlord aboard with the two-edged sword. Adored and restored, now the young gun toward. Preserve the herb, never kick it to the curb. Vocalize a verb and the return of the word. Mecca, the reincarnated selector. From the whole agenda, something to remember. A richer voice than Robin Leach. I reach with a speech, no bleach, so you can't impeach. Monumentally smooth, I prove it sincerely. Severely when you're near me, clearly never sound weary. Maintain the gravity, assault and battery. So sweet the repeat, you're bound to catch a cavity. My ability to wreck a facility. The CL's potential, smooth and sequential. Deep in every measure, hit the lotto for the beggar. The midnight wrecker, return of the Mecca. Mecca. Stand the Mecca in command. Part of the plan is the man who built the land he began. A scripture ripped out the piece of a scroll. Better than old, yes, I foretold the beautiful and bold. Stardom and hollow with the motto, the Apollo. Boogie to me, I swallow hollow when you follow. Stable like a turntable, lyrics I cradle. No fable, label, or run my tongue around your navel. The coming to me, so therefore the program's Mecca. The silhouette of a fella darker than vanilla. Talking about the theoretical, isometrical, alphabetical, reveler, dissect the devil. Unveil a tale in detail, a third rail. Read it in braille, a bigger male, leave a trail. Now I sink into the link that'll make you think. He's too large to shrink, I need a drink. And toast the emperor, Mecca center inventor. No other child worth your while, so surrender. And never to be lobotomized to flex another stanza. But you know the answer when I drop a proper grammar. Tabasco the late show, flow to make a peso. I managed to do damage, so honey, get mako. Risen from the prison, the division Black and Decker. Strictly for your pleasure, return of the Mecca. Dip in Peru, overdue in Honolulu. Not a few knew the preview, can bubble like shampoo. Outclass the mass, overlooking the hourglass. No time to waste for those in contrast. Like the New York Philharmonic, set the blow melodic with the logic I heal like a narcotic. Put your best to rest, so get your bulletproof vest. I got the wild, wild west to your chest. You know the cause of death, so forget the autopsy. Another got sloppy, so I lit it in poppy. Smooth as Peebo, with dough like Lilo. For the grand finale, I slip on like the valley. CL and PR, categorizing we are. The soul brother, Mecca lover, funky by far. The classic, fantastic, ripping like elastic. Here to get drastic, return of the Mecca.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That was mean. We're going to cut to like a tiny little, wee little, baby little break, and then we're going to come back with more of this Good Times with Pete Rock and CL Smooth, looking at Mecca and the Soul Brother from 1992 all anniversary the way albums.
From New York City.
Oh, sorry. What?
All the way from New York.
All the way from New York. All right.
Ripping it.
See you soon.
East Side.
Laneway 2018 has it all. Sun, shade, grass, old statues, and the best bands in the world. With the likes of Slowdive, Colin Moccasin, The Internet, and Aldous Harding. You don't want to miss out. Buy your tickets now for St. Jerome's Laneway Festival 2018. Auckland Anniversary Day, January 29th, at the lush and lovely Albert Park Precinct. For tickets and more information, go to lanewayfestival.com.
Perry O'Houlihan here, professional paparazzo.
You're sure?
I'm telling you, that is definitely Lord's elbow. Even back in my hobbyist days, everyone knew my photos were of a superior quality.
O'Houlihan, man's a genius. You've seen his shots of Thingy, nobody shoots Thingy like Pez.
That's because I use ProGear Professional Photographics. Whatever level you're at, you'll take better photos with ProGear equipment. ProGear, unparalleled quality, at Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Ah, this is a bit awkward, eh?
Yeah, blind dates.
Did you see the new Transformers movie?
Nah.
Some weather we're having.
Yeah, surf on the West Coast is an absolute zero.
Oh my god, do you surf? That is so sexy.
Well, I like to say informed. Yesterday, zero. Oh. Day before, one. But last Tuesday, it was a four. Major swells. Epic.
Don't stop. I love this.
Shocker.
The 95 BFM Surf Report. All the surf, all the time. Brought to you by ProGear Professional Photographics.
Kia ora, everybody. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Pete Rock and CL Smooth's Mecca and the Soul Brother from 1992.
There's a feast in here. Geneva's got the oranges out.
I've got a orange that I cut up. So, yes, it is a feast.
It is. And it's a feast of hip hop as well.
It is.
So the next track we're going to play is a bit different from the previous track you heard. This one was the third and final single released from the record. It's the track's called Lots of Love 'Em, and this one's got a more R&B flavour to it than the previous track, and a lot of the other tracks as well. Very slick production, there's lots of flute on here and some synths, and it features a sample of the Ohio Players cover of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, so check that out.
Oh, it's got a bit of a...
There's that interlude build-up again.
Suggested you love me and I love you, and together it would just be us two. I would protect you in your moment of fear. Relax, lover, come here and let's create this heavenly fantasy. When you lay next to me, I need you and only you to give me more tender love right down to the core. If you could read what's on my mind, you will find my feelings are genuine. Day after day, you're the one I'm thinking of, with lots of love. Say the
black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. Make love every day, okay, produce. I ride through the tunnel of love, share a milkshake. Carve my name in a tree by the lake. Look in your eyes, cause I miss you much. The way you say I love you, CL, and your gentle touch. We reminisce with a French kiss. And out of all the girls, you're the first on my list. The only one now, and truly for life. My fiancé and future wife. Now you realize you're the one I'm thinking of. With lots of love. Stroke like a kitten. Every night you're the mitten I'm fitting. Tease your lips with the tip of my tongue. And there's no doubt about it, lady, I'm strung on your love, looks, and affection. You're qualified, top choice selection. Woman of a darker breed. Cutie, you got what I need. Pour the champagne and toast the glass. Taste, but don't drink too fast. Cause we got many nights to cuddle by the fireplace. You blush when I touch your face. Now you realize you're the one I'm thinking of. With lots of love. Feel giving you love is suitable. A walk by the beach, watch the sunset. Love is strong like when we first met. Wake up in the morning, see your face. And I feel no one can take your place, ever, ever. So don't even think about it. I need your love and I can't live without it. And baby, you're the one I'm thinking of. From CL Smooth, with lots of love.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hello. Yes, that was Lots of Lovin'. So as you can see, very smooth, very R&B flavoured.
Yes,
nice,
yes.
And chill. Yeah.
Oh, someone just texted in. Any ideas who's got some vinyl of this awesomeness?
Good point. You could probably go digging and at Real Groovy.
Are they quite rare?
No, I'm sure you'd be able to find a copy of this record somewhere. It's definitely, you could get it. You could probably have, if it's not at Real Groovy, you might have to order it in from overseas.
Yeah, Pete but, Rock no,
it's definitely,
and
it's definitely
CL
around.
Smooth.
You'd definitely be able to get a copy, yeah. Yeah, so the next track we're going to play was the second single from the album. This one's called Straighten It Out, and this track has more of a kind of jazz funk feel to it. It also features four samples, including a Cool and the Gang sample. And this track is actually quite poignant lyrically, because we were talking earlier about copyright and sampling. Well, this track actually is about sampling and kind of what they describe as sample clearance opportunists, who kind of, you know, decided, oh, look, they can't be using those samples. We're going to stop them, blah, 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 blah. So obviously the guys were very well aware of the issues associated with sampling and copyright and all that. So they decided to write a song about it.
Straighten it out!
Walk a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Representing one kind, see an eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on bears a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you wanna purchase. A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than the Shaolin monk. Pete Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do.
You know this is the word. That's right, y'all.
See, I pass on clearance for high rates. Every time we sample all the pastime greats, yeah. Stick it in the SP1200 P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, yeah. Written by the CL, produced by the PR. And any credit that you heard thus far, uh-huh. A start from scratch cause the bass line's critical, yeah. Better than the original who first made it, uh-huh. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me, yeah. Believe I know, yeah. The times we've been broke too, G, right. Here's another sample clear. See you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year. Woo. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true,
yeah, true. You got to tell them to say what. You got to tell them to say what. That's right. Come on.
Like the strands of lambs, well, I'm thick and that's said. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. Ionide lit to verify, growing to multiply. A theory, many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You know exceptions to the ruling, that's a plus. Cause who Jah bless, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know the kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew.
You gotta, everybody must
say what.
You gotta, everybody must
say what.
You got to, come on,
say what.
All black people must
say what.
They must
scream it up.
The YGs, they must
scream it up.
The hilltop, they must
scream it up.
The whole money earning must
scream it up.
Everybody must
scream it up.
Come on.
Such a tune.
Oh, thank you very much to the texter who asked about an EPMD anniversary album, which would be cool. And yeah, he's,
it's a possibility. I can just say this, that I've definitely got another album, another hip hop album up my sleeve.
I mean, I saw that EPMD's Back in Business album is from 1997.
Yeah, and they've got one from 1992 as well, I think, as well. Yeah, we'll think about that.
Yeah,
but stay
cool.
Stay tuned. There'll definitely be another hip-hop record before the end of the year, but I don't want to spoil the surprise because this one's quite a big one.
Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, so we're just going to have a short break and we'll be back soon with the conclusion of anniversary albums for CL Smooth
and
Pete Rock. Did I say that the wrong way around?
You said it the wrong way around.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth with Mick and Soul Brother.
I'm sure CL Smooth would appreciate you putting him before Pete Rock.
95 BFM presents Vince Staples live at the Power Station Saturday, January 13th.
Northside Long Beach, hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it, split the dollars with my mama children.
Hip hop virtuoso, captivating musical maverick, and very, very good rapper. Vince Staples is coming to Auckland for one live, all ages show. Far out. Don't miss Vince Staples live and all ages at the Power Station Saturday, January 13th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
New shoes with the blue suede, blue suede, the blue suede.
Hi, could you point me towards the art, please?
Art is all around you.
Come on, I don't have time for this hippy-dippy, let your spirit flow into the world's mum rubbish. I'm after the good stuff. Straight up, high-quality contemporary art. Good grief.
No, I mean, it's Art Week. Look, there's loads of stuff on. It's all around you.
Aw, thanks.
NZ Contemporary Art Trust Art Week, held over 9 days, October 7th to the 15th. Over 1,000 artists in more than 100 venues and galleries around Auckland. For more information, go to artweekauckland.co.nz.
You're a disgrace. No son of mine's going to be a...
Just say it. A TV reviewer.
Do something respectable, like app design or data mining.
The world needs my iCarly fan theories, and you can't hold me back anymore, damn it.
Some people are really dedicated to TV, so we've got them in to talk about it. Tune in to Breakfast on 95BFM every Tuesday at 9 for Viewmaster, our expert-led TV and streaming review brought to you by Neon. Subscribe today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith. We're looking at anniversary
Hello.
Album.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
And we're concluding.
We are.
With our
so,
last song.
Just looking at the reception this album received and the legacy of it. So it came out, it is considered, their most critically acclaimed record. It cracked the top five of the Billboard charts.
Snaps for you.
And obtained mostly favourable reviews. A lot of critics compared them to fellow New York duo Gangstar, which is a fair comparison, although I think Gangstar are slightly more aggressive in their style. The album definitely launched them into being one of the leaders of the New York hip-hop scene, to the point that it's now considered one of the best albums to come out of the New York jazz rap scene of the 90s, definitely seen as a seminal album from that period, and you'll often now see it listed as one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. They went on to release one more album, The Main Ingredient, in 1994. However, creative differences led to them splitting up in 1995. However, they did reunite in 2010, and they've been working together ever since, on and off. There has been talk of another album, perhaps, but so far nothing has come to light, so it remains to be seen whether that eventuates or not.
I'm glad they made up.
They did. And Pete Rock, incidentally, he's done very well for himself. He's considered one of the best hip-hop producers ever, and his CV is pretty incredible. He's worked with Nas, Slum Village, Jay Dilla, Jay-Z, Ghostface Killah. Pretty much worked with everybody in hip-hop, so you've probably heard him on a record somewhere. He's in such high demand as a producer,
cool.
Which is no surprise. So with that, we're going to finish with perhaps their most famous and well-loved song. This is called They Reminisce Over You, or Troy for short. And this is actually quite a sad song because it's about the death of a friend of theirs, Troy Dixon, who was also a hip-hop dancer, actually.
Mm.
And he was in a group called Heavy D and the Boys. And this track is considered a great all-time hip-hop track. Rolling Stone voted it the 12th greatest hip-hop track of all time. And it's also considered to be one of the best produced hip-hop tracks ever as well, which is no surprise because Pete Rock is the producer. And this is also, I'm just going to dedicate the song to former BFM news teamer and DJ AT, who's in LA, because this is one of his favourite songs of all time. He loves it. So shout out AT.
Kia ora, bro. All right, here we go. Thank you very much, Sam, for coming in.
Cheers.
As always,
no worries.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a new government next week.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Change.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't.
hold down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby maker slide. But mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter, deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim, telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty, use your condom, take sips of the brew, when they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due, when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky songs as I rock on, and that word is born. I'm not playing, everybody just pulling. This song is dedicated to the one and only. Another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy. It's like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Seal Smooth from 92. And we out.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.